With Fauci testifying before the Senate and taking the Fifth Amendment 111 times, a lot of us are reminded about exactly what happened during the COVID years. And I want to remind you that, and I'm not judging anybody on this, but the way they structured compliance with the vaccine was to make it ridiculously inconvenient to say no to the vaccine. But they didn't, not in the United States anyway, except in the military, but outside the military, regular civilians, they did not force the vaccine on anyone. There wasn't a doctor that, you know, assaulted you, threw you to the ground and tied your hands and jabbed a needle in your arm. Because, you know, if doctors were running around assaulting people with medical bioweapons, you know, gosh, people would have the right to pull out a Glock and shoot that bitch-ass doctor dead in self-defense, obviously. So they didn't want to create those kinds of situations. So they never actually, they never had doctors assault patients. They asked patients to consent to the injections. Of course, it wasn't just doctors. It was nurses. It was pharmacists, etc. But they required your consent. Now, how did they get your consent? They made saying no ridiculously inconvenient. So if you said no, you could lose your job. If you said no and you were in the medical profession, you could lose your medical license. And some did. If you said no, you couldn't visit your elderly parent in the nursing home. If you said no, you couldn't board an airplane to visit your son or daughter at college, let's say. I'm just naming scenarios that are very real, scenarios that I heard from people. If you said no, you weren't allowed to go to some gymnasiums. You weren't allowed to go to some grocery stores. If you said no, you were ostracized from society and you were shamed by almost everyone in society. But they didn't force you to take the jab. So almost everyone who actually took the jab in the United States consented to it. They consented to it. And if you're listening to this, obviously, whether you took the jab or not, you survived. So if you did take the jab, one of two things happened. Either number one, you got saline solution instead of the weaponized batches, and so you dodged a bullet, or you got the real jab and then you learned how to overcome it. You learned how to detox. You learned how to use nutrition. You learned how to protect yourself from those bioweapons. So congratulations, by the way. That's that takes some courage and some dedication. And I know many of you listening have been through all of that. But the most important lesson that we all learned in this, in my opinion, is that protecting your life from the depopulation agenda will never be made convenient. So I hear sometimes from people demands for convenience, like, well, I should have been able to say no and also keep my job and also fly on airplanes and also go into the nursing home or whatever. Well, they didn't make it convenient. On purpose, they wanted to coerce as many people as possible into consenting to the bioweapons jab. Because then, see, look, the establishment knew that this was a kill shot for some people. They knew. They built the bioweapon. They put it into the vaccine. They put the programmed instructions for building spike protein toxins into the mRNA that's injected into you, along with the, you know, lipid nanoparticles to have it invade your cells and everything. They knew exactly what they were doing. But at the end of the day, they wanted to be able to say, well, you consented to it. We didn't make you take it. And you've actually heard that from the vaccine industry in the years since. Like, we didn't make anyone take the vaccine. You've heard that. Or maybe you've seen that in news headlines. You see, that's their defense. We didn't make anyone take it. Well, technically, that's true. But they were just the biggest assholes on the planet who made your life as inconvenient as possible to try to coerce you into taking it. But at the end of the day, you or others consented to it. So you see, that's their defense. They can say, if they're sued or if there's, you know, like Nuremberg trials or something, all these doctors and pharmacists and nurses who push this and all the Faucis and the vaccine engineers, they can all say the same thing. Well, we didn't make anyone take it. We didn't force anyone to take it. People took it because they wanted it. You see, that's their defense. So your job, your defense of your life has to be grounded on the principle of understanding that defending your life is not going to be convenient. You might lose your job. You might lose your medical license. You might lose access to whatever, air travel, university, even a grocery store. Yes, this is probably going to happen again. And they're going to make it ridiculously inconvenient. If they have you wrapped up in a CBDC, you might lose access to your bank account for not taking the jab. And with all these flock cameras they have monitoring everybody's travel, you might lose your right to travel on public roads if you don't take the jab. Because they're going to be tracking you and tracing you and monitoring you in every way they can. My question to you is, how far are you willing to go to protect your life against a depopulation bioweapon? And the answer should be, I'm willing to go all the way. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to defend my life. And see, I understand that with the COVID jabs, we didn't necessarily know exactly what was going on. I mean, that was the first time that they rolled out something like that. And that's why I'm not blaming anybody who took a jab or two and then found out the hard way, oh my God, they're trying to kill us. If you did that and you overcame it, again, congratulations. You're going to be okay now because we're so many years later, you've already cleared the spike protein and you know now not to do that again, right? So we've all learned difficult lessons. The thing is, you have to apply those lessons now in what's coming because they are going to make it so inconvenient for you that the vast majority of the population will line up and take whatever jab is required of them in order to function in society. In order to function in society. And that's what the establishment is counting on. They can roll out a plandemic. They can roll out a fake Ebola outbreak, which they're doing all the time. They can roll out a fake measles outbreak. They can roll out fake Zika virus. I just made that up. They're just making it up all the time. And then if they create enough fear and they kill enough people in the hospitals and they can, you know, cause enough panic, then they can start taking away your rights. And they will. And you need to know to resist that. You need to know, you need to have the courage and the discipline to know what's happening. Hey, they're trying to kill us. Of course they are. That's their goal. Depopulation. Of course they're trying to kill you. Your job is to make it very difficult for them to kill you or to become what I say as being hard to kill. Be hard to kill. Don't give up your life for the mere convenience of, you know, air travel or whatever. Because that's what they want. Some people gave up their lives for a cheeseburger. No, literally, some people took the jab in exchange for a freaking cheeseburger. Some people took the jab for a donut. Like a sprinkles. Donut with sprinkles. And those people are dead. They traded their life for a donut or a cheeseburger or whatever. Crazy. But they're dead, you know, so those people aren't, they're not going to make that mistake again, I suppose, probably. Not in this life, anyway. Hey, maybe karmically they'll come back around, you know, like reincarnation, like round two, you know, try again. This time, don't take the jab. I don't know, we'll see, depending on how the cosmos works. Anyway, you get the idea, so protect yourself. Don't be a sucker for their control systems. And understand that living life as someone who says no to the bioweapons is going to be inconvenient. If you have an expectation that everything's going to be easy, then you have the wrong expectation. They're not going to make it easy on purpose because they're trying to kill you, but they want your consent. It's like doing a deal with the devil. You do a deal with the devil, you have to agree to sell your soul to the devil. The devil can't make you sell your soul. You have to consent at some point. So, you know, the devil plays tricks with your mind, you know, and tries to get you to consent. Well, You can always just refuse and say, no, I do not consent. I'm not selling my soul. I'm not sacrificing my life. I'm not taking your stupid bioweapons jab. I'm not going to be part of your depopulation experiment, no matter what, motherfuckers. I mean, that's the attitude that you have to have. You have that attitude, you'll survive. You don't have that attitude, they'll kill you. It really is that simple. It really is that simple. So you can follow my work at brightvideos.com, my articles at naturalnews.com. I have a powerful new course coming out in a couple of weeks that will teach you how to survive nuclear fallout and radiation and spike protein, DNA mutations and chromosomal breaks and all kinds of things like that. It's a very powerful course. It's the most important course I've ever put together, and it's going to be free. You'll be able to see it for free or listen to it, you know, stream it for free. So I'll keep you posted about that. Follow my channel at brightvideos.com. And you can also follow me on X at HealthRanger or brighteon.social. I'm also at HealthRanger. Thank you for listening. Be well. Be strong. Resist the tyrants, and you'll survive. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.